Once upon a time, there was a beautiful bird. Her home was the golden throne room by the vast sea of glass. Her plumage glowed in the throne light with an iridescence of colours. Her rich song filled heaven with notes of sweet ripeness and glorious harmonies of joy. Her aerial dance wove in and out of the sacred three in their waltz of love, as she swooped to the rhythms of their reels of joy. She flew free in the mind that planned what no mind could yet conceive. She nestled in the vision that no eye could yet see. She sang in the song which no ear could yet hear. The mind, the vision, the song live in the one who lit up heaven, and she was at home in him. She sang in the song that called forth the morning stars. Her harmonies flowed in the heart that gave them eternity. She serenades forever with the star host in their eternal songs of praise. She shared her voice with the morning stars as they shouted with delight at the begetting of life. She lives in the wisdom that made the eagle stretch his wings and in the command that released the hawk to rise. She was in the hands that sculpted man from red clay and in the ruach that breathed his life. She gardened with the first two in paradise. She was in their playing and their laughter, in their conceiving and their birthing, in their naming and their growing from two to four and many more. She imagined with the hunter, cooked with the eater, danced with the messenger, painted with the cave dweller, wove with the basket maker, and celebrated with the victor. Wherever the bird flew, wherever she sang, the language of the mind flourished in word, reason and intellect. Wherever the bird flew, wherever she sang, the language of the heart blossomed in the arts, creativity and imagination. The two languages of mind and heart flowed together in perfect synergy. They nurtured the soul and gave wings to the spirit. For the building of the ark, she helped Noah draw his plans and directed his hands. And when the rains were finished, God used her paint box to smear his rainbow of promise across the brightening sky. She sparkled in the stars that filled Abraham and Sarah's hopes. With vibrancy and joy, she swirled the colours of Joseph's coat. She guided the hands of Moses' mother when she wove the basket for the cradle boat and painted it with tar to save her baby from Pharaoh's death decree. And when the baby was a man, it was the bird's colours that blazed in the firebush from which the one spoke and called Moses to bring freedom to his people. When the fight for freedom reached its peak, she filled the Hebrew homes with the fragrance of bitter herbs and filled their mouths with the flavours of the lamb on that first Passover night so that they could go free. When the victory was won and they were free at last, she danced with Miriam's women and sang with them their freedom song. During the long wilderness journey, when Moses met God on Sinai, she was in that finger of God that scribed commands in stone. She brooded over Bezalel, wafting wisdom to his designing of God's desert home. She was in the skill of the thinkers, in the dexterity of the makers. Her soft feathers brushed heaven's colours and shapes into wood, gold, linen and bronze as they tabernacled God in the middle of their camp. She moved through the drama of sacrifice and the scapegoat mime. She trumpeted at Jericho, gave wisdom words to Deborah and filled David's heart with song. And when the spirit of the one filled Isaiah's mind with visions, she adorned his wordcraft and released his dreams into the vibrancy of poetry and the rhythm of prophecy as the swirling storms of disaster and hope, captivity and promise blew across the land. In Babylon, among the exiles, her wingbeats pushed into Ezekiel's imagination, filling him with heaven dreams of wheels, flashing fire and cherubim wings. She breathed suspense into his siege theatre of camps, ramps and battering rams. Her presence with Ezekiel filled the exiles with wonder at the fire in the hair, at its burning, at its slashing, at its scattering. And her haunting song filled the sorrow of Jeremiah's mourning as he sang laments to the anguish of a conquered people as their great city fell. And when the Saviour came, she spoke in his stories as he breathed out pictures for the heart, drama for the soul and riddles for the mind. Her spirit danced as he sculpted mudspit for sight, drew words in the sand and comforted broken hearts. Her ink spilled onto papyrus through the pen of Paul, flowing in words and constructions, wisdom sculpting letters, poems and stories into messages of help, hope and salvation. She painted with the colours of the new life. She danced to the rhythms of the new community. She sang with the songs in the new celebration. She acted in the new drama of the body and the blood. Her delight spread the new story, and her voice released the new song. She gave her imagination to the storytellers who told the one story. She gave her wordcraft to the debaters, her love power to the healers. Her music filled their worship and their dancing. Word, reason, and intellect, the language of the mind, flourished. Art, creativity, imagination, the language of the heart, blossomed. She led the new creation in a glorious dance as heaven touched earth, stepping forth in words, paint, drama, pottery, mosaic, weaving, music, and so much more. The new community grew, spread, and matured. As the bird continued to hover over them, they continued their telling of the one story in paint, embroidery, poetry, sculpture, song, and pageant. Many spoke well the language of the bird. They used her skills and shared her symbols, mingling the Saviour's story with their own stories of pain and loss, adventure, wonder and joy. Many years passed, and some of the new community began to lose their connection with their Saviour. They began to lose their sense of wonder and play, satiated with power. Leaders separated themselves from the people and took many wisdom words with them. Without the wisdom words of the one story, people fell into darkness. Word, reason and intellect, the language of the mind began to fade. Many grew old, and many in the new community forgot the meaning of the bird. Like the children of the ancient path, some mistook the beauty from God for God. They worshipped the bird instead of the creator who carried the bird. They venerated too much the works of their hands. They loved too much the beauty of their idols of wood and stone. New leaders rose up to bring light to the darkness. Some restored with grace the wisdom words to the people and celebrated again. Word, reason, and intellect were restored. But some, in their desire to purify, unleashed great rage. They mistook the mesmerizing iridescence of the bird for vanity and idolatry. In their zeal for the one maker, the leaders turned against the bird. They fought to fetter her freedom. They strove to obliterate her beauty. Hate grew, fire consumed, walls fell. Gates were smashed, people were lost. Beauty was broken, art was destroyed, colour erased, music was silenced, imagination blocked. The language of the mind became a weapon against the language of the heart. The beautiful bird from the throne room of gold found herself tangled in the snare of confusion and conflict. Her sweet throat, parched and strangled, sang fewer notes. Pinned to the earth, her freedom flight was forbidden. Just a few small feathers were plucked from her breast to use in sermons and hymns. She was bagged up, her colours covered and her breath stifled. The people of the bird, the community's multicoloured ones, those whose hearts spoke most her language of imagination, movement and creativity, they too were silenced, their heart cries suppressed, their colours dimmed. Distrust pressed against them from their community home, thrusting them forth. Writers, artists, actors, dancers, weavers, potters, embroiderers, theatre makers, designers, musicians, and other children of the bird were thrown into confusion. Forced from their community, they were driven to a distant desert valley. They tried to sing their lament, but their throats were too parched. The song of the bird trapped in their hearts. They roamed disparately in that alien land. In the sorrow of exile, one by one, they fell to the ground, like a scattering of dry, discarded bones. How desolate sits the church that once rippled with glorious dance! How hollow seems our home that once rang with harmonious song! How dulled seems our beauty that once sparkled with rainbow delight! How tarnished seems the imagination that once glowed with iridescence and light! She once led the nations in community dramas of passion and mystery. She once was the princess of artistry, the hub for all beauty and majesty. But now all that glory is gone. See, O Lord, my distress. My spirit is greatly disturbed. See the destruction and violence. Serene sculpted faces fall, hacked off in a frenzy of hate. Decapitated bodies groan at their fragmented disarray. The whitewashed walls lament as their colours are swiped away. Stripped of their vision and light, seers lose their sight. Strangled by words, they are silenced. Their heart song gets lost in the night. How desolate sits the church that once rippled with glorious dance! How hollow seems our home that once sang with harmonious song! How dulled seems our beauty that once sparkled with rainbow delight! How tarnished seems the imagination that once glowed with iridescence and light! How can we sing the Lord's song? How can we dance the Lord's dance? How can we enact the Lord's stories? How can we paint the Lord's pictures in a strange land? Our eyes are blinded with tears, for the language of our souls, our experimental, extempore, improvised disarray, our messages of movement, our stretchings into space, find no home here. How can we sing our heart song in prefabricated fragments? Pent up in pews, how can we dance? Arms tied to our side, how can we show story? Feet nailed to the ground, how can we run like children to him? Pressed into a rigid body, our joints dislocate, our dreams disintegrate. Misunderstood, misjudged, who would stay when pushed away? From here we wander far from the place we thought was home. And in a spiritual desert we are forced to roam. Like a lost and homeless army, our colours flutter all forlorn. We stagger in this desert, and in this dust we mourn.